declining state of our climate is a pressing concern for many of us. And according to a new report, the warning signs aren't going away. Recently, the Bureau of Meteorology and the CSIRO released their biennial State of the Climate Report, a comprehensive analysis of Australia's changing climate. It found many trends, including continued warming and increase in extreme weather events. Here with us to unpack this report is Dr. Andrew Watkin, Head of Operational Climate Service at the Bureau of Meteorology. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Marlene.
Thank you so much for joining us. To start off, this report gives a comprehensive overview of Australian climate. What are some key observations?
Well, there's quite a lot of key observations, as you hinted to there, Marlene. Unfortunately, none of them are looking too fantastic, really, in the long term. So, look, our climate has warmed, or Australia's climate has warmed, by about 1.4 degrees since 1910, since our national records began in 1910. We've seen declines in rainfall, particularly in that April to October period across southern Australia, and that's the critical period for agriculture. So declines are between 10 and 20%, depending on where you are, about 12% in southeastern Australia just since the 1990s, really. Stream flows, we've seen the lower stream flows, so reduction in those river levels and so on. But probably one of the most concerning is that increase in extreme fire weather that we've seen across large parts of southern Australia, particularly since about 1950. And that's probably the one that concerns us as we approach our coming summer and of course, how that might affect us in the long term as well.
Yeah, I definitely want to talk about that one as well, because we did have quite a scorching summer last time and it is coming around. Australia's climate is continuing to warm. What does this mean for our hot and dry seasons, and in particular the summer coming up?
Yeah, well, first of all, what does it mean long term for our summer periods or our warm periods? Because, of course, remembering in northern Australia, the hottest period is sort of at the end of the dry season and so on. Look, in terms of fire weather, certainly we're seeing longer or rather earlier starts to our fire season, particularly in southeastern Australia. Remembering southeastern Australia is one of the most fire-prone places in the world. So an earlier start, some places up to 2 months earlier than what we saw, say, back in the 1950s. And a longer duration fire season with some peaks even higher than normal and in terms of the fire potential weather. And likewise with extreme heat, that's the concern too, because that has a huge impact on human health. And in actual fact, heat waves have killed more people in Australia than any other natural disaster. And we are seeing increasing heat wave, particularly last year was quite devastating with we had quite a large number, 43 days, where the temperature over Australia was, averaged over Australia, was in the top 1% of what we've seen in the past. So that was a record by quite a long way, really thrashing the values from 2013. I mean, quickly in terms of this summer, look, there's some good signs out there. We've got a La Nina at the moment, and typically that makes things a bit wetter and cooler during the summer. On the flip side of that, though, it sometimes makes our heat waves more humid, which can actually be even more stressful on humans and also stressful in terms of running air conditioners or evaporative coolers as well. So we still have to very much watch out for this summer, but the fire weather should at least be quite more, we should be more benign than what we saw last year, which really was an extreme summer.
Well, that's a little bit of good news, but obviously you can't expect it to change rapidly from last year. I did want to talk, this is a biennial report. Has there been drastic changes to the Australia's climate in general and the heat since the last report? You mentioned there 2013.
Yeah, well, in terms of each report, I should say, just basically incrementally updates from the last one and does a re-examination and also starts looking at things like fire extremes and so on as it becomes clear that these are important for people. And certainly since the last report, really, we've had 2019 and that summer in particular, which was quite extreme. And 2019 itself was Australia's hottest and Australia's driest year on record. So, look, I think the basic question is, we've seen no turnaround or no slowdown in the change in our climate for Australia. If anything, since the last report, we've had one of the most extreme years that any of us have experienced, including our grandparents. So, it's certainly a continuation on, and arguably an acceleration from the last report.
Now, this report is quite extensive, so I don't want to narrow it down too much. But within this report, what findings concern you the most?
Well, in terms of concerning me, I mean, there's lots of things. I'm a human being as well as a scientist, so of course I am concerned by what we see in the report. But my job is to make sure that we get the best information up to government and so on to help them make their decisions and inform them of really where we're heading as well. In terms of what I would say is critically important for us all to consider here is the emergence of the sea level problems that we're starting to see. As we warm the oceans, they expand. They can't expand downwards. The floor of the ocean's rather fixed when I looked. So it has to go up. And then we've also had melting of glaciers, of land ice and everything. So the sea level is rising. And if anything, that's accelerating. We're starting to see that sea level rise accelerate. Now, what happens is that when you lift the sea level by one unit, so 1 centimetre or 1 metre, it can actually go 100 times that further inland. So the water during a high tide or a king tide, and we're seeing some king tides at the moment, can if the sea level's gone up 1 centimetre, it can go a whole metre further inland. And that leads to big erosion events. And that's the one that is creeping up on us but concerns me as a climatologist, that these sea level impacts are going to start being more and more apparent and unfortunately cost more and more money and upset more and more lives and so on. So it's one we need to really keep an eye on. And it's these slow creeping ones that concern me quite a lot as much as the extremes like the heat waves and fires.
Thank you so much, Andrew, for taking the time and bringing your insight to all of us. It's a really important topic for us all to get our head around and keep up to date. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure, Marlene. Anytime.